Okay, we got a special guest in the studio here with us, wildlife biologist Brian Roll. How are you doing, my friend?
Good. Glad to be back again.
Yeah, glad to have you back. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this warm weather trend and just unbelievable winter. I've never seen a February like this. I've seen some Marches that became very warm, but I can't remember ever seeing a February, and even some January weather we had was incredibly warm.
Yeah, this is unprecedented. You know, the deer really just got to the yards in the northern parts of Marquette County. And really now with the surveys I'm still doing, I'm worried they're going to be leaving here really quick. So...
And yeah, just to recap real quick, too, folks don't realize it wasn't until almost late January until they even arrived. They were all over the place.
Yeah, and they were moving through that landscape really effortlessly. There was really no need to concentrate. But that last snow that we got a couple weeks ago was really when they started showing up pretty heavily in the area we know as Harlow Lake.
In Marquette County.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about what happens when you can't complete a survey. I mean, is that possible?
Well, there, for example, not completing a survey, we were not able to complete our moose survey this year just because the winter weather, either it was too heavy a winds or there wasn't enough snow cover. And so we've had to actually abandon that survey now, and we will just make the best estimate we can with the data we collected. So that moose number should be coming out fairly soon, but it's going to have to have a caveat on it because we weren't able to cover the whole range. Another survey we're working on is an adult deer survey. It's a fawn to adult deer ratio. We aren't looking at whether it's a buck or a doe. It's just number of fawns to number of adult deer we're seeing. We're using that as an indice. We're not really so much worried about the 1, 2, 3 count of that number, but it's a good indice to look at the number of deer that are making it through the winter. When we start to do this, we usually do it late winter, although this is much earlier than we typically would have to be worrying about doing it. It's more of a March survey, but the way the weather is going, we may not even have snow in March. So we're out there counting just the number of deer that we see, comparing it to the adults to the fawns as an indice of number of fawns that are surviving the winter.
Well, maybe you can kind of explain a little bit about how this affects other types of wildlife as well.
I'm sure. I mean, we talked a little bit about moose. This is actually really hard on moose. They have to actually seek shade. You know, it's so warm and so sunny out there, they can't stand out in that sun with that heavy winter coat on. So they'll actually have to take away time when they need to be eating and just go cool down and lay in the shade, lay on the snow. We've seen moose sprawled right out, spread eagle, from the airplane trying to cool off. But this is an animal that needs to take in 40 to 50 pounds of browse a day. This time of year, that takes a long time to do when you're just eating twigs and branches and buds. So that can really affect their health, overall health, because they're not out there eating. They're having this cool off. So that's one thing we're concerned about. As far as the ticks go, still with moose, this is very conducive for ticks, as if ticks aren't bad enough.
Yeah.
This is really kind of boding towards another bad tick year, because if those ticks get a blood meal, what they do is they're overwintering on the deer, the moose, and the bears, all the other critters that are carrying these young ticks on it. Well, come spring, when they get that last blood meal and they fall off, if they hit snow, they generally die. But if they hit dirt, they're able to get down in the dirt, you know, lay their eggs and generate another set of ticks for the upcoming summer. So, like I said, this early spring, this early breakup could lead us into another bad tick year, unfortunately.
So get ready to be picking some ticks off.
Yeah.
Just mentally prepare yourself at that point. Well, Brian, I appreciate you coming in. Can you hang around for our next report? I'd like to talk about some other things like grouse and even trout season and insects and how this could affect that type of cycle.
Sure, yeah.
We'll continue with wildlife biologist Brian Roll in our next outdoor report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.